Brian McGeehan, it wasn't your day today.
Certainly not. We were second best today. That just happens sometimes that you get to final and you just simply don't get a performance, and we did not get a performance today. We were second in nearly every sector of the field.
Yeah, it was disappointing because you've been playing well over the last couple of weeks. You had a good performance against Monaghan last week, but it just didn't really click today.
Yeah, we, you know, right from the start, like, we were shaky. We worked on a lot of things in the short space of time, and we thought we were getting better game by game, and that was true all the way through until today, where it was just unfortunately a flop. You get that, particularly with youngsters, but they can learn from that, you know. I've said to them there in the circle that, you know, there's seven other counties in Ulster that did not get to the final today. We did, by virtue of our performances. Tyrone is the only team to have beaten us, and we'll set that as a benchmark, you know, to try and achieve that they can go off now and think about that, and, you know, come back next year and hopefully go on better. You know, we got to the semi-finals of the Buncrana Cup, the final of the Wigan, so hopefully that these boys can, you know, keep believing, keep working, and get themselves back to, you know, whoever takes the next year for the minors to get one better and take Ulster.
Yes. You were under pressure right from the start. I think it was the 7th minute Tyrone took the lead, and really they were always in control after that, and they led by 7 points at the break. Was that too much for you to bring back?
Well, it was a tall order, there's no question, but 7 points, many a game I've been involved in where 7 points was clawed back. We just thought that we hadn't performed at all. It was by far our worst half of football this year. We thought if we could get our game going, you know, actually get a grip on the game, stamp a bit of authority on the game, that we would score by score make something of that, just to even try and win the second half. But again, it just didn't happen for us.
Yeah. And Tyrone, obviously, you know, they're a very physical team, a big, strong team. Is it a bit of food for thought for your lads, maybe, that they need to bulk up a bit over the next couple of months?
Well, that would be an understatement, I think. We had held our first trial in the last weekend of January, whereas that Tyrone team, I don't think they broke up since the Buncrana Cup. So every time we took the ball into contact, you know, they were all over us. They were able to strip the ball off us when they had the ball. We just couldn't seem to get them stopped. We couldn't seem to dispossess them. Even when we got a hit on them, they just carried on. So I think there was certainly a gap between the two teams in terms of conditioning.
Yes, and is there a blitz in the summer now for you, or what?
We don't know. There was talk of it, but we don't know for sure.